Would we have listened? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Joe Biden is blaming the president for the COVID death count.
He knowingly and willingly lied about the threat it posed to the country for months.
This is based on Bob Woodward's new book, which reports that back in February, the president knew exactly how deadly the coronavirus was. He's even got it on tape.
It's also more deadly than your strenuous flus.
That was on February 7th, and yet, at a rally 2 days later, he said it would miraculously go away in April. Well, Joe Biden was furious.
If he acted 2 weeks sooner, back in March, 54,000 lives would have been spared in March and April alone.
But let's think about that. Let's assume the president had shut down the country on March 1st. That means he would have shut down schools, shut down businesses, shut down public events, isolated family members, ordered mandatory masks, and tanked the U.S. economy at a time when the daily death rate was 3. Not 300, not 30, but 3. Do you think enough of us would have obeyed that order to make a difference? Heck, there are people who won't follow the rules now, even knowing the consequences. So yes, Trump may have lied, but the idea that the truth would have actually made our stiff-necked countrymen snap to attention strikes me as magical thinking. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.